Samoa's Prime Minister says a commission of inquiry will be held into what she described as the most regrettable grounding of the country's only patrol boat. The Australian-donated Nafanua is only 2 years old, but it ran aground on a reef several weeks ago. The extent of the damage is not clear, nor is the cause of the accident. Liam Fox reports.
Back in 2019, then Deputy Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa was in Western Australia at the handover ceremony for the newly built Nafanua 2 patrol boat. 2 years on, she's now Prime Minister and not pleased it's stuck on a reef.
Very regrettable, unfortunate. You know, I was the minister who travelled to receive the boat formally from the Australian government. So, yes, most regrettable.
She says it's also left a big hole in Samoa's maritime surveillance capabilities.
It plays such a significant function, not only for Samoa, but the joint missions in the region to just have security coverage for all of us.
The Nafanua ran aground on a reef not far from the Salelologa wharf on Savai'i Island on the 4th of August. A fishing industry insider who didn't want to be identified said the reef in question is outside the markers that line the channel entrance to the wharf. A 2019 risk assessment of Samoa's main harbours by the Pacific Community said there are many shallow areas and coral along the channel entrance into Salelologa Wharf. These hazards can cause the potential grounding of vessels entering the harbour. Local reports say the Nafanua's captain has been suspended while investigations are carried out. The Prime Minister says the government will also hold a commission of inquiry into the incident in addition to the existing investigations.
There's the police, the maritime, but we're also, last week, Cabinet determined to have a formal commission of inquiry. So I can't give you an answer as to why, apart from human error, which seems to be the current situation.
At the time of the grounding, the Nafanua was transporting police to Savai'i ahead of a political protest by the former Prime Minister, Tuileapa Saleli Malialengaoi, and his supporters. Fiamme says the decision-making process behind that deployment will also be examined by the inquiry.
One of the more pressing issues is that the boat had already been deployed to participate in a regional exercise and was actually brought back to do this Savai'i trip. So those are the kinds of issues that are going into the Commission of Inquiry. You know, what were the circumstances that warranted the recall of the boat?
It's still too early to say if the boat can be repaired or if it's a write-off. The Australian government is helping out and has engaged a company to undertake the salvage operation. A Defence Department spokesperson says an advance team has arrived to stabilise the boat and a salvage team will then tow it to Australia for assessment. In the meantime, Fiamme says Samoa will be leaning on its friends and neighbours to help keep an eye on its 130,000 square kilometre exclusive economic zone.
When the Nafanua has been out of commission, the American Samoans have been able to assist us and also the other forum country facilities.
Samoa's Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa ending Liam Fox report.